Sean Hook has already had a lot of success in Canada and the US, and now he's tackling the UK with his huge new single, Sound of Your Heart. The track is available to download now, and he joins me on the show this evening.
KMFM.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Welcome to the UK.
Thanks so much.
Is this your first time here, or are you like a regular now?
I'd like to be regular. This is my third time. I came here 4 months ago, and then I came a long time ago in 2008 just to visit.
Okay, is this your first time in Kent?
First time in Kent.
So obviously you've spent a lot of time on the road, so I can't ask you about sort of landmarks that you've seen, because you'll be like, oh, the service station with the McDonald's, fantastic.
Well, across the river there, I saw the was it Rochester, I guess, I was told?
Yes, that's Charles it. We've got the castle. What do you miss most about Canada when you're doing all your travels?
I miss my family. I don't get enough time to go back to visit them, so I definitely miss them, and I'm looking forward to it. I get to see them in a week from now.
Okay, now if your family aren't listening, what do you really miss the most about Canada?
Well, this time of year is probably my favorite time to be in Canada.
Yeah.
I grew up on a river, next to a river in a lake, and we'd go tubing. We'd take inner tubes down the river, and it's just so much fun. It's fresh water.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wasn't it Canada Day the other day?
It was, yeah. I had a show in Ottawa, in our nation's capital.
Wow. Do you say Happy Canada Day?
You say Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day for the other day. For us who have no idea, really, what Canada Day is, to put it briefly without going into a full history lesson, what is Canada Day?
It was our 149th birthday, I guess, celebrating our country's birth.
Well, that's what you think for a birthday,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Okay, well, happy 149th Canada birthday. So you've been all across the country over the last few days. So on a Sean Hook radio tour across the UK.
Yeah.
How do you pass time in the car for the long journeys?
Well, right now I have my cell phone, and I've been scrolling through my social media feeds and responding to emails.
What about the food then? What food do you have on your little tour bus?
Well, today we just got snacks, but yesterday I had my first pie.
First ever pie?
My first pie ever.
What pie was it?
It was a cheese and spinach pie.
Was it good?
It was actually really good. It was like, I was full. I'm still full.
was it one of these? Because we, in some UK supermarkets, with some pies, they do them in a can. Have you seen that?
No.
So it's like, it's awful. I mean, if any potential
awful.
Like advertisers are listening, actually it's quite nice. But it's like, it's a big metal, like, you know, like a baked bean tin. Imagine like somebody sat on that and just squashed it round, and then that's some pies, and you can do.
How are you supposed to have, like, isn't it supposed to be crispy?
I think you've got to put it in the oven.
Okay.
But it comes out of it. Do you not get weird food in a tin in
Canada? I guess we do have like the Pillsbury pastries.
Yeah.
Pillsbury. Do we have Pillsbury here in the
UK? Oh, like it's dough and stuff.
Dough.
Yeah.
It's dough.
Oh, yeah, but that's fine. Like, we here in the UK, we put like a full English breakfast in a can. Does that not happen?
No.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed for all of us.
No, but if it works, maybe I should.
It doesn't.
Okay. I was going to take that knowledge back to me, to North America, and start a canning company.
Maybe.
But if it doesn't work so much, then I'll.
And burgers. You can get burgers in a can as well, because we were looking for festival season. We were like, oh, let's get every type of food in a can. And then we just saw some of the stuff, and we were like, I don't trust anything out of a can now.
I'd be with you on that one.
Yeah. So you're not bringing it back to Canada, the can business.
We'll leave it here. It stays on the ground.
KMFM.
We'll talk about music next with Sean Hook, honestly, after this from BB Diamonds. How good is this sounding from Kent girl BB Diamond? It's called Praying. You're on the hit list on KMFM, 10 past 8. You can hear my interview with her over at kmfm.co.uk. And Canadian singer-songwriter Sean Hook has a huge new single out. It's called Sound of Your Heart. It's a previous future hit on the show. It got a really good reaction when we played it, and he joins me on the show this evening.
KMFM.
Let's talk about your music. The new single, Sound of Your Heart, it's available to download now. Tell me a little bit about the track.
Yeah, the song is about a relationship that you kind of took for granted, and you know, want to try and make it right. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. And the song itself I wrote probably a year and a half ago now. And it's done really well in Canada. It went platinum this past summer.
Oh, wow.
And we put it out in America in January, and it's done really well there, and it's gaining lots of traction online. It's got over 50 million streams on Spotify.
Wow.
Not that I'm trying to plug
Which
that.
Which is mad, isn't it? Because hold on, let me get my calculator out, because have you worked out how many minutes that is overall?
I haven't.
So that's 50 million. So how long's the song?
Three twelve.
So that will be, how many? Let's do 60, 120, 180, 190, 192 seconds. And that's timed by how many million did you say it's been streamed?
50 million.
So that's 000000. oh, it's done this, where it goes 9.6 E9.
What is E9?
So then you so that's the seconds. So then we divide that by 60 to get the minutes. This is where my E in A-level maths is coming out. So we divide that by 60, so that comes up as 160 million minutes.
Okay.
Let's divide that by 60 again, so that's hours. So that's 2.6 million hours.
Okay.
So let's...
So I possibly couldn't assume all those, get all those plays by myself, just listening in.
Exactly. So this is why we're working out, this is why we'll do that. And that works out about 111,000 days.
Okay.
Which is crazy,
that
isn't
is
it?
Wild.
I mean, don't hold me to that, because when I saw the 2.6 E9, I had no idea what that meant. But
I didn't know phones can do that.
Yeah, well, me neither. That's just how many times your song has been played. How does that feel?
It's incredible. It's incomprehensible.
Yeah, as you said, like you can definitely prove that it's not you this time, because I don't think you've even been alive for that many days. So, like that theory's out the window.
Yes.
The video for the track, you're playing piano in the snow, which doesn't seem like it's very good for the piano, but it looks great on the video.
It's fake snow.
Yeah. Well, when it comes, that's what I was going to say. When it comes to filming music videos, are they as glamorous behind the scenes as they seem on the actual camera?
Not really. They're pretty awkward. In that music video, when I'm kissing and making out with the girl, the director's yelling, "Okay, less kissing. Okay, move your hand. Your hand's too close. Now move it down her leg." And you're just like, "Okay, I'm trying to be intimate."
Yeah. Imagine if he was just following you around for your entire life. Yeah. Eat that pie.
Yeah.
Slower bite, Sean. Slower bite.
Oh man.
Wow. So when it comes to like the music videos, what's the part that most people wouldn't be aware of, like behind the scenes?
Well, there's a lot of takes that go into one shot and multiple camera angles. So you'll go for your close-ups, you'll go for your wide, and sometimes you'll get other angles from different perspectives, and you're just doing one scene. Especially, and then once you have different variables involved, like snow, you have there were people there like running the snow machine, sweeping it up after every set. So there's a lot that goes into just one take.
See, when you were just, so Sean was just doing hand movements then, like it was somebody throwing snow just on the outside, like a crowd of about 20 people just around, like, let's go. Let's get blizzards.
Yeah, I guess you can't see hand motions in the radio.
No, that's where I mess up. Let's hit play on the new single now. Can I leave you to introduce it?
Yes, my name is Sean Hook, and this is my new song, Sound of Your Heart, on KMFM.
You want my courage, my sword and shield.